Blog Talk Radio. Costello.
Hey, Kenny, I'm going to this hot new jazz club tonight. You want me to swing by and pick you up?
Nah, man, I can't do jazz. That stuff just puts me to sleep.
You sure?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, man, I'll catch you next time.
All right, later.
What's going on, y'all? This is George Beverly. I'm your host tonight. The Sound Off Forums. Look, man, I'm just going to jump right into it. I'm just antsy tonight, I guess you can say. Sometimes when you think about life and how life comes to you, it hits you from all kinds of directions, and I'm not sure about, how to handle certain things in your life. Can one person, right, dictate to another person how to feel? Now, I've seen so many things that tells people nobody else can make you happy or determine your happiness. You do that for yourself. You can understand right from wrong by the things that you do. At least we understand what was right from wrong based off of what people tell you what are right or wrong. All right? So what if you got parents who disagree with the mainstream society and how society is supposed to be, then their norms and their beliefs rub off on the children. And those children grow up either hating or liking those norms, and they give it to their kids. And so then it's a generational thing, and we're not even talking about the external garbage that goes into the ears that's not in the general acting of the family. So truth be told, it is very hairy out there for our children and for us as adults. This week has been, better word for it, a shakedown. I'm going to have a soul shakedown party tonight by Bob Marley. It's going to be a soul shakedown, okay? Because soul shakedown means something that is internally deep within you that disturbs you, that changes your life forever. So when you listen to Bob sing about stuff like that, you must understand the internal battle that he was fighting upon himself, not a Bob Marley ideology, theological breakdown of his song. I won't do that. But you have to understand that soul shakedown is meant to do what it's meant to do. I mean, you get to just listen to the words. And so when you hear some terrifying news in your life, or you have a situation that's keeping you up all night, let the truth be told, that is a soul shakedown. A soul shakedown. Now, you may be on the edge of your seat right now with worry, stress, conviction, malice, jealousy, hatred. And if you are dealing with those things right now, I ask that you fall to your knees right now and just pray to Jesus that he give you the strength to carry on as a good human being. What's a good human being? What's a good human being? These are questions that we have to think about who we are. What is our character? Who builds our character? Who sets those moral compasses that we value every day? Very deep stuff, right? Soul shakedown. I think that's what I'm going to name this one right now. So it's going to be a soul shakedown party tonight. You got to dig deep these days. How are we digging? Going to therapy, paying people to give us medication, trying to overcome depression, trying to overcome anxiety, trying to overcome schizophrenia, trying to overcome all these different mental illnesses. And then when we finally get past that, then we got to deal with real life issues all at the same time. Where do we go from here? Do we continue to listen to everybody's external voices, shouting, rudeness coming from each direction? Or do we turn internally and find that internal strength that we have? You know, sometimes it is just too tiring to turn into the internal strength to find that one specific thing that will motivate you. It's tough sometimes when you got that black cloud hanging over your head. You know that Jesus got your back. You're struggling. You wake up in the morning. You pour your cup of Joe. But you look at yourself in the mirror and say, what am I doing today? Do I even want to go to work today? If I go to work, the same stuff's going to happen. Boss on my back, colleagues on my back. Until they've been up to your peak and felt your snow. Now, see, I'm telling you, it's going to be a soul shakedown. Picture this. You are the mountain. I'm going to have to break it down for you so you know what I'm talking about. You are the mountain. Your mountain is as tall as you want that mountain to be. Once you get to the summit of your mountain, there's a cloud. And this cloud is dumping nothing but snow upon your summit. Now, we all know some of those mountains hold icebergs. And within these icebergs holds frozen tundra. What's in your tundra right now? What's frozen in the top of your peaks of your mountain? Because everybody sees the bottom part. Everybody sees the bottom of the flowers growing around it and everything. And you see the animal and the wildlife. You see all that stuff going on. But at the top of the summit, there's something going that's just not right. It's catching all the coldness. It's catching all the worries. Listen, where in the world is your iceberg? Because when summer comes, your iceberg starts to melt. Spring comes, your iceberg starts to melt. May not melt completely. So what does that mean? That means that, dang, George, you're saying that my problems are going to come back to me and rear his ugly head? Yes, that's what I'm saying to you. Unless you get rid of that internal filth. This is the thing that really gets me. This is what one reason why I want to have this show tonight. I wish I would have done it longer. But we as human beings must get rid of our emotional garbage. Let me say this again. We as human beings must get rid of our emotional garbage. George, what are you talking about, emotional garbage? And I know I'm just throwing words out there and phrases and metaphors and all these things out there. But listen, these things, just take them, go back, and think about them. When I talk about emotional garbage, now I'm going to combine that soul shakedown, right, combine that with the iceberg. Your emotional shakedown shakes you down to the core of your being. Then you got that iceberg, that problem that circumvents you each day, that attacks your soul, it attacks your heart, it attacks your mind, it attacks your body, you see. That's heavy stuff I'm talking about, y'all. So this emotional garbage needs to be, I'm going to use a better word, it needs to be vomited up. It needs to be wiped away, ladies and gentlemen. Wiped away. Because we are emotional creatures. We are emotional beings. And when you talk about emotion, I mean, you could go from being mad, angry, sad, all in the same emotion at one time, at one blink of an eye. Then what do? You take it out on somebody else. Why would you take it out on somebody else? Because you need to get that emotional vomit out. And then you go and you apologize. But guess what? You still got that iceberg. That iceberg has not melted away completely. It's still there. And each year, you vomit it out. And you try to say, well, my New Year's resolution will be this. I always told myself, I said, I want to be a better man. I want to be a better person. Once again, what does that mean? By whose authority, by whose rule, by whose guidelines, policies, ruleship, PowerPoint presentations do we go by to say that I'm a better man? Who in the world dictates that? Do I dictate that? Or do the people on the outside dictate? Is it dictated by saying, this was a good man. He loved his kids and he loved his wife. You hear that all the time. You hear this in the benediction. He loved his kids. He loved his wife. He was a great man. No, let's be real about it. Let's tell the truth about some stuff. Not some stuff, all things. All things. This emotional garbage, emotional baggage that we carry with us day in and day out needs to be put to rest. How do you put to rest something that is needed every day? Well, first of all, we can't let emotional garbage, our baggage, for that being, express or control who you are as a person. I tell you what, from all my life, I have been an emotional man. I cry on the drop of a dime. I laugh on the drop of a hat. And I tell you what, it is very tiresome trying to have an external smile on my face each and every day just to push away the hate, the shame, and the hurt of my emotional garbage or my emotional baggage that I bring with me. But I tell you what, I had a soul shakedown experience when I went to Washington, D.C. The Lord shook my spirit. He shook my soul. Was that the beginning of a new life for me? Or am I going to go back to the old ways? These are choices that we're given. Choice, by all means, is a dangerous weapon as a human being. Why are we given choices? Definitely need to do a show about that. Because we as human beings make the worst choices at the worst times. But the best thing about that is it's all in God's plan. There's nothing that's a surprise to him. And when I'm talking about God, I'm talking about Jesus Christ. Okay? I don't want to get people fooled out there thinking I'm worshiping the devil. Because that ain't happening. All right? We need to be more specific when we talk about God. I am Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah, Jesus. What do we do to control our emotions? I mean, really? Try controlling your emotions right now. What are you trying to hold back? What are you trying to push out? What are you trying to convey to another person? Why? Why is your opinion so important that you got to push it out on other people when you ask someone to be happy for you or pray for you? They say, yeah, I'll do it. But do you have power? Uh-oh. So shakedown statement. Where is our power? How are you feeling right now? Do you feel like you are successful? Do you feel like you've made it? Do you feel comfortable in your life? Do you feel content in the things that are going on in your life right now? And I would bet 70% would say no. Because, you see, the illusion is, and I'm bringing this word in, and I'm going to start using it more for you people out there, because it is important, imperative, that you know that the illusion of money is just money. And yes, we want to buy our kids all the right things that we want, but listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is not worth taking that time, that energy to give to our children, to give to our kids. You'll never get that back. I mean, I've seen many men come out of the military and do that. And I'm only speaking that way because that's what I know. Spend a good 20 years in service, 30 years in service. Kids are grown and don't even know who they are. Yeah, they provided for them, helped them go to college and all these good things, but do they know them? The Army told us if we wanted you to have kids, we would have issued you kids. If we wanted you to have a wife, we would have issued you a wife. That is a mentality that I speak of, ladies and gentlemen. Earlier this week, I had the pleasure of getting into a conversation about what is professionalism and how does professionalism work in the professional fields of the workplace. Now, the reason why the conversation was brought up in the first place is because someone was called a sellout because they chose to dress professional. There is a lot of ways you can go with this, and I dare not go more into detail because we've already done a show on that. But it is of another individual's opinion trying to cut down another person's feelings. You see, words are like a double-edged sword. We must use them in the proper way, in the proper time, in the proper place. That's why they always tell you, don't say things out of anger. See, if you say things out of anger, then that emotional garbage, that iceberg that's melted, all that stress and depression and all that stuff, that's going to be put on somebody else, y'all. There's so many different things that we can do to ourselves to help us get better, but it takes our support bubble to get us through it. Who's in your support bubble? Do you have a support bubble? George, what is a support bubble? People that are in your inner circle whom you can trust that will help you, that's a support bubble. It's plain and simple. This could be your doctor. This could be your mental health doctor. This could be your counselor. This could be your therapist. This could be even your masseuse. They all play a part in your support structure. I'm not going to throw a fact in here because it's not a factual dialogue that I'm trying to do right now. What I want to do is to get you thinking, ladies and gentlemen, This is a thinking show. A soul shakedown show. Something that is going to make you turn to yourself, into your inner self, and stop fooling yourself and believing that everything's okay. Because the only person you're hurting is yourself. George, how do you get to the point where you turn that around? Well, you've got to go back up to your summit. You've got to climb your own mountain. Chip away at that iceberg, little by little, and say, okay, this is what's wrong with me. How can I get rid of it? With love, compassion, encouragement. And this is not for someone else. This is for you to heal, okay? This is for you to get better, to have compassion for yourself, to have love for yourself, to have encouragement for yourself, to have patience for yourself. To have long suffering. You feel that you have suffered for so long that you don't need it. But see, that patience helps end with that long suffering. Because we're always going to go through the trials and tribulations. Does not mean you get stuck in that trial. Doesn't mean you get stuck in that tribulation. That's why I'm talking about chipping away at this iceberg. Once you move down from your summit and you start going down your mountain, that cloud may still be there, dumping snow. What is an iceberg? We know it's a large ice structure, mainly made of water. And I was going to look it up, but once again, I'm not trying to give you facts. I'm just giving you opinion. Quick definition, okay? That water is your lifeline, frozen. Not only is it frozen, but it's got some life forms in it that you don't want in it. You got parasites in there that you don't want there no more. So as you chip away with it and loosen that, that turns into water and it then starts to filter down your mountain, right? Filters your mountain. It goes and it hits the grass and the dirt and the soil, and then it turns into something different. This is the shake. This is the stir of your soul. The new plant, the new fertilization, the new feeling. You won't have emotional garbage. You'll be able to control your emotions. You'll be able to share love, compassion, empathy, sympathy. You'll be able to hug. You'll be able to look people in their eyes. You say, George, where's this all coming from? Well, it's coming from the love that I have for humanity. You know, I get caught up in a rut every once in a while and trying to go through the things that I'm going through, things that I want to share with my audience. And I am really excited to be a part of such a great company as this, to be able to get my voice out, to be able to say how I feel. And listen, anybody can call in. I mean, this is what the show's about. If you want to call in, the number is 347-989-1014. If you want to call in right now, because usually I don't get a lot of callers who come in, and sometimes, you know, it's good for me not to get callers because I just want to talk. But because we're coming out of the new year, we're coming out of we're coming out of a season that is very depressing. And we're going to be doing a show about depression and suicide prevention very soon. I'm just gathering more materials. Then we're going to do stuff about mental illnesses. We're going to do a show about mental illness because it's important that people understand that people who have mental illnesses aren't always what's the word I'm looking for? Tangibly handicapped. Okay? So they may look fine on the outside, but I'm telling you, that iceberg is huge on the inside. These are the things that we need to start being conscious of, for sure. And just loving the neighbor. You know, the one of the first commandments, that's what John said, the first commandment was given to love thy neighbor. And I just want to love my neighbor. I want to give them the opportunity to get their voice out. I'm not here to give advice. If you want me to give advice, that's fine, but I'm not a therapist. I can only go on what the Lord would tell me. I can only go on what you tell me. And I try to give it the advice that you want. But, I mean, this is the show for you. Everybody's got problems. Everybody's got issues. Once again, my number, if you want to call in, is 347-989-1014. You know, maybe I should share my experiences a little more, but I've shared some things. And I tell you what, man, I'm looking forward for February to come because I really want to read this Willie Lynch letter again. I've done a show on it before. I want to do it again. It's been on my mind because it is a formula not only given to control blacks or minorities, but it is a plan that has been implemented. If you just listen to the plan itself, it has been implemented in America and other countries around the world to the T. And it's an old doctrine that has been used, but it is effective. And this is another thing that, you know, we need to get rid of is this racial garbage. It's just garbage to me. I want to sum up the show right now. I got 7 minutes left on air. I'm screaming live on Blog Talk Radio, Sign Off Forums. I'm George Beverly. And, you know, this is an opportunity right now to be able to connect with you in ways that I would never, ever be able to connect to people. Some people come in my life, some people come out of my life. But I respect people's time. I respect people's willingness to try to understand my points of view. I'm not here to argue, debate, or none of that stuff with anyone. If you feel the way you feel, that's fine. You tell me your points, and I may agree with them, but it still won't change. It may change the way I stand, it may not. But the point is to relay information in a way that we understand. And I tell you what, man, I'm looking at this great deception, and I'm want to hit that play button so bad. Because I play it a lot. But I want people to understand that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. On your whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ladies and gentlemen, let me reiterate to you that these things exist This has always been a religious show. Religious oriented, I should say. So I talk about God frequently on this, Jesus frequently on this show. So you must understand when I'm talking about these things, I mean them. And then you ask, what is love, and how does love determine who we are as people? Do we love people sometimes, or do we love people all the time? Or what's the truth? What's not the truth? Brother say he's in work in progress. And that's all we are. We're definitely work in progress. We are ready to turn a new leaf in our lives. We're going to try to turn this around. We're going to turn it around in a positive way where everybody is able to get on the boat. That's when you say to yourself, is there truth to what everybody says? Listen, I'd rather be part of something than be not a part of something that believes in something of the truth. Because when you get to the end of the truth and the truth is there, there will be no misunderstanding. You will see the light and you will be judged. I'm George Beverly. This is Sound Off Forums. The next time I hear you or see you, you should be sounding off.
They had three major policies that were going to be followed. First, Lucifer says, we have to make sure that people, humans, get to believe that Satan and his angels do not really exist.
You know, Roger, that's interesting because a recent research study report that I read indicated that in a national survey, I believe it's over 75% of people mm-hmm. do not really believe in a real tangible devil. Mm-hmm. But there is one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the next thing, the three-part policy that they had adopted there, the second one was to find a way of being able to get total control of people's minds. And that would be done by taking hypnotism out of the realm of the occult and introduce it as a new science for the benefit of mankind. They felt that by taking hypnotism out of the realm of the occult and introducing it as a new science for the benefit of mankind, they could then use people of great renown, educators, people of capacity, that would do great things, such as supposedly regress people in time to former lives. And, of course, after the session is over, the person would not know a thing about ancient history. And the person she or he has talked about performing, you know, certain deeds, let's say, 3,000-4,000 years ago. But this was their strategy. Now, what this would do for the thing is this. That it would create in the minds of the general public, solidly set in the mind of the general public, an unwavering trust in that great deception. So now this would be a way of de-Christianizing the Western world through the avenue of mysticism.
The three things were, number one, that they did not want Satan did not want the human family to think that he or his angels existed.
Right.
The second point that you made had to do with taking control of people's minds.
That's right.
The third point was what?
Was to destroy.